It's chocolate pudding. It's good.
I want this for Lola.
Oh, God, we're recording.
I wasn't eating your fruit roll-up.
I'm not eating chocolate pudding.
Still gonna eat the fruit roll-up.
You're gonna eat the fruit roll-up. Okay, I'm still eating my chocolate pudding. Okay, guys, hello, welcome to the Viper Bitch Podcast. And this is basically just a video game podcast where we talk about a bunch of random shit. And this
maybe
is probably
eat a couple fruit roll-ups along the way.
Maybe eat some fruit roll-ups. Fruit roll-ups sponsor us. And then what kind of pudding is this? I think this is like
It's Jell-O brand pudding.
Jell-O brand pudding.
Well, they're not gonna sponsor us now because that's called the pudding shit.
I love your pudding. Don't pay attention to Bish. You don't know what the fuck he's talking about. And I think instead of using Viper and Bish, we should use our real freaking name.
No.
Yes. My name is Logan.
My name is Fred.
His name is Denny.
It's Fred.
It's Denny.
It's Fred.
It's Denny.
No, it's Fred.
He don't want you to know his
actually,
name.
It's Vincent Foofly Goddard. Hit me up on Facebook.
Foofly Goddard?
Yep.
Okay.
The way you spell that is Foofly for Foofly.
Okay. So, we tried to do a Game of the Year podcast.
Pong!
God damn it. But anyway, it didn't get uploaded, and it was a mess. I don't know what the hell happened.
Guys, he don't understand. This is what I said for the best all-time game. I say it's Pong because it opened the door for other platform games. It was the first one.
Pong's a piece of shit.
May have been a piece of shit, but it was a good piece of shit back then.
No, it wasn't. People would fucking kill themselves over Pong. I'm eating more pudding. But anyway, so we're going to be talking about Steam Summer Sales, some new releases for this month, this week, a couple weeks back, this month. And what we've been playing, I think Denny is doing a review of...
Vincent.
Okay, Vincent is doing a freaking... Let me tell you why I call him... Denny is his nickname.
Fuck no.
That's what he gets called by a lot.
Fuck no.
But his real name is Vincent. Vincent is doing a review of Minecraft on Xbox.
Fuck yeah.
I'm reviewing... I don't fucking make my... Blah, 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 Max Payne. Yeah. That's what we got for this show. So...
Yeah, that's it. So, hope you guys like it. So, bye!
I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. Let's just leave it right here. No. Getting right into this. New releases. I don't have any music for new releases. I'm sorry. I'm unorganized as shit.
Here's some of the top 10 games of the week right now. In first place, my personal favorite, Dark Souls. I've played this game, and I'm happy to say that this game was the first game that got my, it was my first, I'm not a rage quit virgin anymore, when I rage quit on this, I just couldn't. I mean, I need some support. I think I need some applause.
I don't know if you need any applause for that.
I do. Yeah. Listen to that shit. Okay. That was fucking horrible. I'm sorry. That was whatever. And then coming in number two, it's going to be released, so it's out right now. It is Transformers Cybertron.
I like it.
I haven't played it, so I can't tell you shit about it. But apparently it's supposed to be pretty good.
Why is this phone ringing?
Why phone do you have to ring? Okay.
If there was
a skip, that means we had the phone ring. Okay. I said Transformers Cybertron, never played it, probably will not because I don't like Transformers, but
what the fuck is wrong with you?
I've heard it's in the top 10 games. It's number 2. And then one of these games that I've been watching a couple of YouTubers do, Sleeping Dogs.
Sleeping Dogs is the best game of all time.
No, it's not.
Sleeping Dogs is amazing.
I haven't played it. It's out, so
it's a great game. Just saying.
Supposed to be pretty good. got Emma Stone in it. I don't even know why the fuck I said that.
I think it does have Emma Stone.
It does. I know it does. Because I'm smart. Okay, number four.
Any game
the top
with Emma
10 games.
Emma Stone in it is amazing.
Movies. Anyway, the number four for top 10 games is Darksiders 2. Darksiders 2. I've played a couple of the. I've played Darksiders 1. I think it just kind of gets kind of boring after a while because it's pretty much. You continuously beat the shit out of things. It's an okay game.
I'm surprised you don't like that.
That's all I really know about it. It was a pretty good game. At least Darksiders or Dark Souls 1 was. Now, this is a game that looks like something I think I might like. This is called The Last Story.
It's a butt.
Came out on the 14th. It looks like a pretty good game. I couldn't tell you much about it. Actually,
I've never even heard of that game.
I've never heard of this game, so if you'll give me a minute, I might be able to.
No, it's okay. Just no.
Might be able to tell you more about it. Well, anyway, it looks like a game that I just might like to play because the cover. It might be for the Wii, or it is for the Wii, but the cover has a very, very pretty lady on the front of it, and I like
that attracts Denny.
I like
game developers. If you put a naked woman on the front of your game, Denny will buy that fucking game.
Yep.
He won't care if it's $200.
That's not true.
He will buy that game.
Now, the next game in top 10 games is number 6. The fuck? Really?
What?
The fuck?
Gateway Timeout.
Pissed me off. Really? Motherfucker thing.
It knocked my internet.
God.
It's still recording.
Damn it. There we go. That's better.
Is it still recording?
Yeah. The next one is CS Global Offense. I haven't played it. It looks like a pretty good game. I probably will want to play it. I'm going to be sad if I don't ever play it because I want to. I want to play it because it's a game. Anyway, in the seventh slot is New Super Mario Bros. 2. I think they've killed the Mario thing. They just need to stop.
I think they should make more Mario games, but every time a fucking Mario game comes up, they're like, hey, you know you don't have a Wii U, or you know you don't have a Wii, we got a new fucking Mario game, you should go buy our new console.
It's fucking stupid. Anyway, the next one is League of Pegasus. I haven't played it, but I it looks like the review for it is pretty crappy. It looks like a game that I would play. It's one of those. From what it looks like, I don't know if the cover is real, but
let me talk in right here. This is coming from a guy that likes Brink. Enough said.
Fuck off. Anyway, the next one, and number 9. This game is The Way of the Samurai 4. It comes from. It was big in Japan.
I've played one of those games.
Enough said. It's big in Japan.
Shit.
Okay. The number 10 is Spy Leaks.
I've never even heard of that game.
Never fucking heard of it. It's an indie game for Xbox 360. Looks like okay game. I might play it. Might give you guys a review on it.
Okay.
Alright.
Okay,
now we're
can
going
I do my
to.
Reviews for this month?
Now
can
we're
I do
gonna
my
let,
new games for this month?
Let Logan here do his reviews.
Let me do my new releases. If I sound a little far away, I'm reading the list off the calendar. Because I have it,
Charge it.
Charge it?
Yep.
This is unprofessional.
Yep.
I'm sorry, we will be more professional at one point.
Will we?
Yes.
Will we really be more professional? I don't think we ever will be more professional than what we are right now. We're pretty much damn professional as we are right now.
Okay. Okay, so.
Why are you doing this? I'm playing on the phone.
Okay. August 13th, a game called Iron Brigade came out for the PC. I've never heard of that game. Tuesday, August 14th, my favorite game of all time, Sleeping Dogs.
Even though you haven't played it.
I have played that game. I played the demo, motherfucker.
The fucking demo.
I played it at Walmart, motherfucker.
That's fucking Walmart.
I don't care. Walmart is amazing, even though they... got pissed off at me because I broke one of their controllers. Playing, what the fuck was that game you played that you said was hard?
Dark Souls.
There you go.
You did?
Yep.
Wow.
Darksiders 2 came out August 14th. Also, and so did The Last Story. Game that Denny apparently wants to play. I mean, Vincent.
I want to play that game.
Sunday, August 19th, the new Super Mario Bros. 2 came out. And one of my friends told me that he's going to go fucking buy that game. Because he loves Mario, and he's going to buy the Wii U if they have a new Mario game on it. I'm going to slap him across the face. Now, said. It's Tuesday, August 21st. This was the first week we had school. I'm pissed off. I don't want to go to school. Anyway, August 21st, Retrograde came out for the PS3. I don't know if it was on other platforms, but I know it's on the PS3. It is a rhythm-based first-person shooter game. It's a good game. You should buy it. Counter-Strike came out, and so did the new Transformers game. And I played a little bit of that Transformers game, and it looked pretty good. It played pretty good. I liked it. Okay, this coming Tuesday, which would be the 28th, today is the 26th of August, NFL 13 comes out. I love NFL 13. I want to get the new football game because I love football, and I want to play as RG3. I'm a Redskins fan. Rock Band Blitz came out for the PS3. I guess it's a PSN download. I'm guessing it's about Rock Band. Just putting that out there. And then the Ratchet and Clank collection, HD collection, came out for the PS3. And it comes with a bonus content. It comes with a demo of the new Sly Cooper game because apparently people were pissed off because Europe got it first. Fuck Europeans. And then this coming Friday, the new Walking Dead episode comes out. Let me tell you a little bit about the Walking Dead. This Walking Dead game for $5 is one of the best games you ever play of your life. Denny has not... I'm calling you Denny. Mm-hmm. Denny is not played this game yet, but he kind of likes The Walking Dead, so I have the first two episodes, so I might let him borrow said episode. Or download them off my account.
The fuck ever?
Yeah. The first one, it takes a little long to get through. It's a little long. I mean, not long, but it kind of drags on a little bit. It kind of sets up the story. Even if you talk to everybody, that's what I meant by not long. It's only about 2 hours, hour and a half maybe. I think I got through it in about an hour because I didn't do all the dialogue options because I had already seen somebody play a little bit of it, so I already kind of knew what happened. So, a little bit of a spoiler here, but it's like the first decision you can get to make. This is why I really like The Walking Dead, because it is a 50-50 kind of split game. Like, you can pick one side and the story will go in that direction, or you can pick another side and the story will go in that direction. First thing you get to choose is either to save a guy named Kenny. You're on Herschel's farm. A guy named Kenny has a kid named Duck. Duck's about to get eaten by a zombie, and Herschel's son's about to get eaten by a zombie. You can either pick to save Herschel's son or Kenny's son. I personally went after Herschel's son because I wanted to try to save on the farm, but you can't save that fucker anyway, so he kicked me off anyway. Piece of shit. The second one is where things really get good. That second episode is just crazy. You guys really need to play it, and I'm really looking forward to the third one. So that is what came and is coming out this month, and I guess now we will move on to what we have been playing. Denny, you can go first.
I've been playing a little bit of some pretty old games, other than Minecraft. Woohoo! Like, everybody is freaking crazy about Minecraft. Anyway, my game lineup that I've been playing off and on is Modern Warfare 3, Modern Warfare 2, obviously. Who wouldn't want to play that? Because I think that's probably one of the best ones. I don't like Modern Warfare 3. I've been playing Ghost Recon Future Soldier.
That game blows too.
Fuck you, no it don't. It's good. If you have a good teammate. Anyway,
I've been playing... I play games with you.
Fuck you. Anyway, I've been playing Red Alert 3, which I personally believe, I love the Command & Conquer games. They, are awesome, to say the least. I've been playing some Dark Souls. God damn it, that game.
I had to take that controller, too.
A moment of silence for all of my souls that I have lost. Okay, that's enough silence.
That game fucking blows. It made me pay $50 for a new controller. I could have bought the game for that much.
Yeah. Actually, no, I don't think you can.
It's 61.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway,
same difference.
I've been playing a little bit of Worms. It's a, downloadable game on Xbox. It's a pretty damn fun game. And then I've been, playing a little bit of, this isn't a Xbox or something game, but this is a couple of PC games that I've been playing. I've been playing some Happy Wheels. Fuck yes. And I've also been playing a lot of bit of MapleStory. Fuck yes. I know some people don't like that game, but I love that game.
That game's pretty good.
Oh, I've been playing a little bit of Batman Arkham City, but I don't really care for it.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
It's an okay game. I don't really care for it.
That game could be Game of the Year, motherfucker.
It could be. Anyway, okay, I'm going to go on to my review of Minecraft.
What the fuck about what I've been playing?
They get to know what you've been playing once I'm done with my review of Minecraft. Okay. On the computer, Minecraft is incredible. You can build and do shit like that. You can do so much on the computer. Now that they've come off with the Xbox One, sure, you can do pretty much everything you can do on the PC version, just it's harder to do certain things. Like, my personal forte in Minecraft is to create redstone devices. Pistons, or sticky pistons, are one of the hardest fucking resources to get. Because you have to find slimes. And slimes, don't get me started on finding slimes.
This fucking slimes. I've been mining in a fucking mine for 3 hours looking for slimes.
Fucking slimes. God damn it.
Fucking slimes. I don't like you with pistons anyway, because I hit one button and I fucking fall into a shit pit of lava or something.
Yep. Personally, I give this game a, probably a 9.5 on the Xbox, and on the PC a 4 million. On the Xbox, I believe that they could have made it a little bit better, and I'm sure they will, but right now it's pretty close to one of my top games. When they put the pistons in, my view of this game jumped probably about 5 points. So you can see how much I value my pistons and redstone and stuff like that. It's a game where you go around and build and break shit. But one twist is, everything is made out of blocks. Square blocks. There, you will not find a circle in that game, other than maybe the sun or the moon. Which I don't even think they are. I think they're squares too. I believe that's it. Other than how much time I've logged into that game. God, all of the time.
All the diamonds we have lost.
All the diamonds in the lava, and you fucking find me.
I can find him anywhere on a damn map without a map.
He can find me anywhere, yet I can find all of the fucking diamonds.
He finds all the diamonds, I get... He finds a patch of 20 diamonds, I find a patch of 2 diamonds. Then proceed to fall into lava with 2 diamonds.
Yep.
And burn to death.
Yeah. That's so funny. Well, I guess I'm going to pass this over to Logan. aka Viper. He's gonna tell you what he's been playing recently and give you a review on what are you reviewing?
Max Payne.
And then he's gonna give you his review on Max Payne. So I'm sorry for you guys, cause he's hard to listen to.
Oh shit! Okay, so this is what I've been playing. I just recently picked up a game that I can't believe I've been playing for all these years. Grand Theft Auto 4.
He hasn't been playing all these years.
I haven't been able to. I just... The thing is, let me guys tell you this. I'm under the age of 18. I'm 17. So I can't just go buy a game when I please. So, yeah. So I finally got this game, and I think I've already put a good probably 30 hours into it, which is probably more than Denny probably put a lot more into that because
oh yeah, definitely.
He likes to do random shit with cheats and just dive off the top of buildings and shit and face plant and die. So that's the fun that he has in these games.
No, mine is going on police chases or police rampages. That's
true.
Mine.
That's true.
Yours is diving off a fucking building.
Okay, shut up. Another game I've been playing is Batman Arkham City. That game is one of the best games I've ever played in my life.
Personally, I think it blows.
Hey! You don't talk about Batman like that.
That's how I feel about
it. The Joker dies at the end. You can't fucking get... Oh, God, I spoiled it. God damn it. Spoiler! Spoiler alert! I will put a spoiler alert in.
Somehow.
I'm gonna go back and edit this, so I'll put a spoiler alert in. But yeah, you can't get more better than Joker dying at the end. You can't get better than that. Another game I've been playing and have not beat yet, but am getting pretty damn close, is Mass Effect 3. I had to stop playing that game because I started crying because I killed the love of my life, Ashley. She fucking tried to... She was trying to protect these counselors, and I told her to stand down, and she wouldn't stand down, and so I actually accidentally hit the option to shoot her, and I killed her. And it blew, because I was working along in that relationship. I was trying to have sex. Of course, I've been playing Max Payne 3.
I
want
to play that game.
What?
Mass Effect 3?
Yeah, that's a good game.
Take it out so I can play it later. If I'm still here.
I've been playing a little bit more of Fallout New Vegas. I've beat that game so many times, it's not even funny. But I still like playing it and dicking around and killing people.
Dicking around.
Yep. I've also been playing some NBA 2K12. I'm just kind of messing around with it until the new NBA game comes out. Trying to power through Resident Evil Operation Raccoon City. I'm a big Resident Evil fan, but that game fucking blows. I don't know what it is about that game. I just can't get into that game. Also been playing some Halo Reach.
Ooh, partial nudity.
Sorry, he's reading the back of me.
Sorry.
Also been playing some Just Cause 2, because they got the new multiplayer in Just Cause 2. So
I need to play that.
I've been playing a little bit of that. Played some WWE 12. About a year after the game finally came out, they fixed the fucking online, where you can actually go online and play a match or go online and download shit. Thanks, THQ, you're fucking amazing. I think that's about all I've been playing. That and some Minecraft. We've been playing Minecraft a shit ton. So, yeah. Okay, on to my review of Max Payne 3. I went into Max Payne 3 totally blind. I have not played the second game or the first game. I plan on playing the first two games. I think I'm just going to download them on Xbox. And I mean, this game is everything I want in a game. I want to see me shoot somebody in the eyeball and me go up to his face and his eyeball be blown the fuck out. Or me shoot somebody in the face with a shotgun and their face be peeling off. I like that in a game. Or me go up to a hooker and shoot her in the ass and then leave and I come back and she's still laying there with that bullet hole in her ass. Then he's just sitting here looking at me with a weird look on
his. I want to play that game too.
God, I bet he does want to play that game. So, basically this, I don't know if this really kind of takes off where Max Payne 2 did. Like I said, I never played it. But it kind of starts where you are protecting, I don't remember what their names are.
Is it open worlded?
No.
Not at all?
No.
No?
I mean, it is a little, I think it maybe it is a little bit, like you can go in different rooms and find like pain pills and stuff, because that's what you use. You're a guy that is, let me tell you the backstory to Max Payne here. His family got killed, his wife died, and they shot his son. That's where the first game takes off. So you basically, in the second game and third game, are just a drunk alcoholic. And painkillers are what the fuck you use to heal yourself in said game. And so this game is basically just fucking action-packed, blowing the shit out of people. And if I find somebody that's really hard to kill, and I do kill them, I go and waste about half my ammo into their dick. And they have no more dick. So, the ending of this game is really good. I'm not going to spoil it like I did Arkham City. Again, I'm sorry about that. I did not mean that. But this game is really good, guys. I would give it a 10 out of 10. The multiplayer is a little wonky. I'm not really good that great at the multiplayer yet. But let me tell you about if you like to cheat at multiplayer games. Rockstar put in this game where if you get caught cheating, you will not be able to play online with regular people anymore. You get put in a cheater zone, and you can only play with other cheaters. And then if you live through the living hell of not cheating with the cheaters, then you get to go back to playing online with normal people. And he's fucking sitting here asleep, and I'm about to whoop his ass. Your review of Minecraft is really interesting.
Yes, I know it was.
Yeah. Mr. Fucking... This is a game where you run around and build shit. Fuck your game.
Run around, build shit, get blown up, lose your shit, fucking rage quit, and yeah.
Throw your Xbox out a window!
Yep.
Like I almost did. I gotta get a new Xbox. I really do. But, guys, I think that's about my review of Max Payne 3. And I don't think we really have that... There wasn't shit that... Oh, Steam sales. There we go.
Oh,
Steam sales. Let me tell you about a little thing called Steam. Steam is a store... If you guys don't know what Steam is, Steam is a... I don't know how to best describe it. I guess it's a place where you can buy video games for your computer, play them through Steam. But... Let me tell you about the Steam Summer Sales. If you like Saints Row 3, and you were on Steam during July and June, you could have got Saints Row 3 for $10. If you like Hitman, you could have got all three Hitman games for about $5, $10. If you like Fallout and Brink, and I don't remember what the other fucking game was with all the DLC and shit, you could have got those games for $20 in a bundle. If you like Grand Theft Auto, you could have got that game for $15, $20 with all that shit. So, basically, you get the point of these Steam sales. I don't understand about how, because there's a rule where you're supposed to sell it at the same price as retail do. And I think basically what they're saying here is fuck retail. Fuck you, retail. That's basically what they're saying. And talking about retail here, I think that's all I have on my input on the Steam sales. And I wish I had a credit card and a fucking computer that could run that shit, because I am doing this on a laptop. If that tells you anything. This guy could. Then he could.
Yeah, I definitely could. I got a computer with, let's just say it's probably a really, really awesome computer. It's got like a terabyte of memory, or of storage. It's got about 14 gigabytes of RAM. It's kicking. It's got a kicking graphics card. Needless to say, it will run what I need it to run.
Can it run Skyrim?
Yes, it will run Skyrim, and probably, you know what? It could probably run Skyrim twice.
Fuck Fuck you.
You know what? It could probably run it four times. It would probably be a little bit laggy.
Fuck your Skyrim. But anyway,
quad core. So
talking about retail here. I was reading an article and I was listening to another podcast talking about used games. So I was reading an article in Xbox 360 magazine talking about used versus new. Apparently, they want to ban all Xbox games or increase the price to what you would pay normally for a new game. In case they don't have new in stock, you would still pay the same price for a new used copy. Basically, what they're saying here is when you pay for said game, say you go to GameStop and you buy Max Payne 3 used for whatever it is. I don't even know if it's still the $462. I don't think it's been out. I think it's been out for a while, but I don't know if it is. I think it's like $50 at GameStop. You save like $10. Say you buy that. They're saying that if you buy a used game, none of your money goes to the developer. But if you spend that extra $12, then all those $62 go to the developer to buy more shit. And I read this and was thinking, what the fuck is going on here? If this money is going to the developers, how the fuck is GameStop still in business? How the fuck do they get money? Are they just getting money out their asses for something? They just pulling money out their asshole?
I think they have a money tree out in their asshole. Okay. I mean, because video games, normally, they're not really super expensive if you buy them from Microsoft or something. But the way that GameStop does it, they have to increase the price on it to make a profit. I'm guessing they probably increase it probably about 100%. So they may be buying one game at $30, but, I mean, they're buying in bulk. So they increase it to $60-something to, you know, double their money, or whatever the price is. I don't have exact figures. But say you're running a used game store, and they say you have to sell used games at the same price, so money will be able to go to the developers. How the fuck does the money go to the developers when the money is going to GameStop, not to the developers? If they wanted the money to go to the developers, you would send them money. You would buy the games directly for them. Of course, I'm sure they don't want people to do that, because if they did, it would be cheaper for them. So GameStop and all those other places are the next best thing. GameStop and them buy these games in bulk, and they get tons of money. And GameStop gets paid extra, or gets paid for what they lost, and then some, and then they can buy more.
But, okay, another guy brought up a good point. Okay, say like Brink. Even though Denny likes Brink, that game did not sell worth shit. So, say you buy a used copy, or a new copy even, of Brink. You're giving the money to GameStop, correct?
Yeah.
So, but even when, say this developer comes to GameStop and say, hey, we want you to buy this Brink 2. Remember how well our first game sold? And then GameStop is going to fucking run out of money and go bankrupt. And then there will be no more GameStop.
Poor Game Exchange.
And GameStop.
Poor all those game stores.
I'm just saying. I mean, there's games that people go in there and buy, and it just sells like crazy. I mean, I know when I was trying to buy a 360, don't even get me started on how GameStop ripped me off on my 360. Actually, yes, let's get me started here.
4 hours later.
I know. I'm just saying here. Okay, so I go in, it's like 2010, because I was a PS3 fanboy for a while, and then I started to kind of want to play games online with Vince, or Denny, whatever the fuck you want to call him.
Fred.
So, I was like, okay, it's getting close to my birthday. It was like, January, February, March, April, May. It was like the end of, it was either the end of April, 1st of May. My birthday is June 30th, and it was getting a little bit closer to my birthday, so I was talking about it, and my mom was like, hey, I have the spare money. I've been saving this money up for your birthday. You just want to go ahead and go get your birthday present now? And I was like, sure, what do you want? She's like, what do you want? And I was like, I want a 360. So we went and bought a 360, needless to say, from GameStop, of course. And they had a refurbished, this is actually my fault, but they had a refurbished Xbox for $120. It was like the first one that came out. It was either $100 or $120. But then this said Xbox that they said came with a hard drive did not come with said hard drive. So you had to buy another $40, $50 hard drive. And then I bought two games for $20. So it ended up being like $200 and something total. Then I go back in the next day, looking around, feeling like a dumbass, look up at the 360s. They have an Xbox 360 Slim, new, with a 4GB hard drive, controller, and a game for $200. I fucking walk up to the GameStop guy, and I'm like, did you have this here yesterday? He's like, yeah. Why the hell did you sell me a fucking Xbox for $220 then? Why didn't you just say, hey, this new one's this much money? Like, what do you want me to say? I wanted the 10 extra dollars. I just walk out, fucking slam the door of the car and say, fucking go. Just go. Fuck this store. I'm done. So that's how GameStop screwed me over with my Xbox.
Well, I don't use GameStop. GameStop sucks, but...
Hey. They can get good games sometimes. I have a fucking GameStop rewards card, and so I get games for 1% off. But anyway, so that was my little rant about GameStop. So I don't think we have anything else to rant in here, do we?
I don't have anything else to say.
You?
No.
You don't have shit?
No, I don't.
You don't have shit
well,
to say?
Well, I probably have some shit in my stomach, but that's not the point.
After eating that whole bag of Cheetos?
I didn't eat the whole bag of Cheetos.
Almost.
Shut the fuck up.
Almost. So guys, this has been the Viper Bitch Podcast. It was kind of a short one because we didn't have much shit to talk about. So
look us up on YouTube.
It's got the Viper Bitch.
The Viper Bitch.
We haven't uploaded something in a while.
Hey. I have.
Yeah.
But where the fuck you been?
Hey! Hey! My dazzle's been broken, motherfucker, so shut up. My computer wasn't getting internet, so shut the hell up. How the hell am I supposed to do anything on my mom's shitty-ass computer where I can't play Minecraft? What the hell am I supposed to do then, huh?
Find some fucking way to play Minecraft.
And my headset, you can't even plug a fucking headset into that computer. Hardly. It goes out all the time. Bullshit. But guys, that's about it for this podcast, and we will talk to you guys
later.
Later!